And Speed Robertson pursue Digger Dawson, believed to be the murderer of Quackenbush, into the wilds of northern Michigan. They follow Dawson down to a landing on a narrow runway cut between trees. But shortly after they land, they are captured by the Digger and his men. He marches them into the front room of a small shack hidden in the trees. Jimmy is bound and placed in a back room together with Spud Knowles, pilot of the plane Dawson had chartered at Cleveland Airport. Jimmy is unable to cut his bonds with the aid of Spud, who is thought to be unconscious from the blow dealt him by the Digger. Obtaining a gun, Jimmy gets the drop on Dawson, and the boys find themselves in control of the shack. But Digger's men are outside, and he has given them orders to attack. It is a tense moment in that faraway shack. The interior is in pitch black darkness. Jimmy is standing guard at one window, while Speed stands at another. Listen.
Okay, except my cold's getting a little worse. Can you see anything, Steve?
I thought I saw a tall top of the door and it's the worst.
What do you think you'll do first?
No, I haven't seen that yet, sir. I thought you were ready for anything.
Hey, where are you, Spud? It's only so dark, I can't see a thing.
I'm sitting on the floor, here in the middle of the room. What's up, Spud? Better lie down than the other. I'm still weak enough to hold you up and sit.
Yeah, that's the thing for you to do, Spud. We'll call you if anything happens.
Okay, sir. I thought I'd probably want to drop here by my hand, and all you have to do is stay there with me.
What's that, Steve?
I don't want Dawson to call out any more trouble, did
you? I'll say you don't. He could have captured the stopper if it hadn't been for Dawson yelling at
him. Hey, Spud. Can you put my pipe up at the end of the room?
Sure, Steve.
Okay. I'll get on.
Hey, Dawson's on the floor here to the right of this window.
Yeah, no, I know. Listen, Dawson. I don't want to subject you to any unnecessary inconvenience. But you've got to keep quiet.
Yeah, and what if I don't?
You'll be forced to gag you.
I ain't promising nothing.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been gagged a few times myself. It isn't much fun.
I'm not afraid of you or your gag. I'm going to tell you something else, Robertson. My men will have me out of here inside of half an hour. And then it's going to be just too bad for you guys.
Well, that's an interesting piece of information. Would you mind telling us how they're going to do it?
If you knew this place as well as I did, you wouldn't ask.
You got a good price for it in your pocket, then?
You bet I have.
All right. Take it out.
There it is.
Have you got anything more to say, Dawson, before we gag you?
Just this. You and Allen think you're sitting on top of the world, but you're not. You should have taken my offer, Robertson, because no man lives long when they try to buck up against Digger Dawson and Black Pete.
Oh, I see. But you don't mention Ezra Whitcomb, do you?
I said all I'm going to say. But just remember what I told you.
Okay, then. You're the hanker.
There you are.
I'll try not to make it too tight, Dawson.
I told you what you could do.
Well, here goes.
Got a pipe?
Yeah, I think I do.
Before we leave, I'll make a few of the ropes just to be sure they're well tied.
All right. Whatever we can, I'll make it.
Thank you, okay.
Yeah. I'll hold it. Come on, Jim. I'm going over to your room with you. I want to talk to you about that. Hey, Spud, you okay?
I'm all right, Steve.
Why? I want you to stay over there a minute or so longer, and I'll talk to Jim.
Right. Yeah, as long as you want. Okay.
I want to sleep. Did you get one here? They're not where I'm pointing.
I just want to sleep. Wait. Yeah. Yeah, I do think it's a
place. I think it's a man living out there.
I don't know. It's looking quiet. I think it's not a movie.
I think it's like this look.
Yeah. It's a light here. I'll talk to you about it.
Okay. Go ahead.
You heard that barking just then.
About
Elsie? Yeah. That proves, in my mind, beyond a doubt, that Dawson and Blackstreet are doing something together.
They look like they are. Quacken did get in their way, and they still it.
And I think they'll do the same thing to anyone else that stands in their way. How thankful is that?
You mean if they get the door?
Yeah. Dawson very nearly 100% what it was. I guess he'd pray for us if he didn't think of time enough to come on. But they've done that. Well, you and I might not be alive if I knew.
Well, that's true enough, Steve. And we certainly got to watch our second of people. We don't want to let him get that kind of place again. Hey, tell me, just what connection do you think could come have with these
fellows? Well, I don't know. But you remember, Jim, that night we were on the Golden Star in Boston Harbor?
We were living over this last seat and we passed through the Golden Star tunnel.
Yeah, that's right. And we heard Blackfeet say that they'd have put them before morning. Now then, what does that mean to you?
Well, it sort of sounds as though they meant to kill, but to me it looks like they killed Quackenbush.
Yeah, and that's just what I think. In fact, the way I see it, Quackenbush and put them stood in the way of Blackfeet and the bigot. They've already got Quackenbush, and put them will be next. Unless you can prevent it.
What do you make of the whole thing?
Well, that's what I think, Chip. We nearly come up on the fringe of some gigantic plot. I'm convinced of one thing, that it has to do with the acquisition of a huge sum of money. But more than that, I have the faintest idea.
Well, we got mixed up in this purely through the chance that Quackenbush happened to be murdered on one of our ships and sent somewhere else.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But we're in it now, and we've got to see it through.
The more I think of it, the cleverer their method of murdering Quackenbush was. Well, if Dawson hadn't tried to throw the game on me, the mystery might never have been solved.
Yeah. That's just how he puts it.
Hey, what are we going to do in the morning, Steve?
Oh, we'll have to wait. And we'll see what the situation is in the morning. If we think it's safe to leave this stuff, we might try a takeoff in a comrade.
You mean if it's got the answer?
Yes, yeah, of course, we'll have to look at that.
And if that doesn't seem feasible,
we're going to have to wait until the army gets the spot.
Do you think you'll see this, Steve?
See it. With two strange airplanes sitting out there in the runway? I'd sure like that, too.
Yes, yeah, they can hardly miss them. And if they should, we might build a big fire.
All I want to do, Jim, is to get this fellow back and back to Cleveland and see his hands. And I think the government is going to have a hard time proving and Dawson killed with Quackenbush unless they get a confession out of it. But anyway, we'll be in custody. And that'll make it easier for us to find Black Steve and Whitcomb.
But with Dawson in jail, our job will be done, won't it?
No, 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 indeed. Not unless we can prove that Dawson is still questioning it. And if I'm any judge at all, we'll never make a confession.
No, I don't think so either.
In fact, I don't think the murder of Quackenbush is going to be completely solved until Whitcomb is found and Black Steve is in custody.
Well, anyway, the first thing is to put Dawson in prison. Then we'll go after the others.
Yeah, right, George. Yeah, I'm going to get you over in the meeting first. I'm still too weak to find this figure alone.
Okay, Steve.
Bring it over.
Nothing. Did you hear that?
No.
I wonder what it was.
Hey, Bud. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, Bud. Be quiet and listen to me.
Steve, it's a cheater.
Where did it go?
That must be a command. Either that or it's some kind of a signal.
Hey, Bud. Can you see anything?
Well, since we're trying to have a sense of movement, but it might have been my imagination.
Okay, look.
I'll try to see those two trees.
Oh, it is a pretty movement.
It wasn't. Why, it goes over the left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold it up and we don't find it.
Oh, but it's some kind of a signal.
Watch your steps, bud. Things may start popping in a minute.
I'm on the lookout, Steve.
Okay.
I just saw the figure of a man over between the trees on this side.
Okay. I'll be right over there.
Hey, you suppose Dawson has more than two men around
him? Well, I don't know, sir. Two's all you see, but there may be more.
stuck. They stuck.
No, it's too late, Robinson. My bullet's already passed.
Hey, Robinson.
What do you want?
Hey, let the figure come out. They won't block it. You'll never get out of this place alive.
Yeah? I've heard that before, too. And the answer is no.
There's a car door.
Jim, fun.
Get away from the window. Boy, there certainly must be more than people out there.
Now listen, boy. We're being attacked, and we've got to defend ourselves. But don't shoot unless you have a good target. We don't know how much ammunition we've got.
Right you are, Steve.
Okay. Fun. You come back to the center of the room. I'll take your place, Belinda.
You think you'll try to rush it?
No, I don't know, Jim. If there's plenty of them, they probably will. But if there aren't, they won't.
There they go again.
You better lie down on the floor, Spud. We don't want you hit by a stray bullet coming through one of these windows.
Is that you, Jim? Yes, I had a good beat on some fellow out there.
Did you hit him?
No, I don't think so.
Listen, fellas. There's something going on back of the shack. Up behind the stacked room.
Don't know why I'm not afraid of that. It's our weak spot.
Say, I see a flickering light out here. And great heavens, I smell smoke.
Wait till I look through the door into the back room.
And watch yourself now.
Fellas, we're lost. Let's get the shack on fire.
The three pilots are indeed in a perilous predicament. It won't be long before the flames force them to leave the burning shack. And what of Digger Dawson lying bound and gagged on the floor? Don't miss the next Air Adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.